new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Want to keep up with all things Limestone local news? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 5 p.m. every Tuesday for Kingston Currents. Stay well informed about the issues and developments that matter most to Kingstonians. Join me, your host and CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, as we deep dive into the latest Kingston news, featuring interviews every week with the movers and shakers who shape our city. Learn more about the people, places, and events that make Kingston truly unique. If you want to listen to Kingston Currents on the go or revisit episodes, you can also head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Kingston Currents is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, and Queen's University. If you have a local news story you want to share, you can contact news@cfrc.ca. Keep up with all things current in Kingston on Kingston Currents on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And welcome back. It's the 11 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall, broadcasting live 24/7. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. You're tuned into The Mood with May, and I might say that today's mood is quite drab. It is wet outside. It is raining. It is gray. It's 20 degrees in November because the environment is just not great. We are having so much fun. Today is going to be a bit of a loaded episode because if you haven't heard, today's news is regarding the U.S. election. So today, the theme of the music is soundtracking the end of the world. And that pretty much sums up my thoughts on what's happening in the U.S. right now. I'd just like to put a disclaimer out there just because this is my show. These are my words and my opinions. My views are not representative of the station's CFRC 101.9 FM Radio Queen's University. These views are entirely my own. And I will reiterate that at each talking point because I have a few things to say. So just know that if you want to complain, complain about me, don't complain about the station. But ideally, if you're listening to CFRC, you're a super cool person and you understand where I'm coming from. And you, even if you aren't entirely aligned with these perspectives, you can understand why people have them. So first of all, if that wasn't clear enough for you, Mr. Donald Trump won the U.S. election after being a convicted felon and doing lots of very bad things that are known to lots and lots of people. How somebody like that can get an office, in general, is just beyond me. But how they can get in office after already exemplifying in their previous term how incompetent they are in the world, and specifically regarding human rights issues like women's rights, LGBTQ rights, immigrant rights, trans rights, like literally anything you can think of that you're like, hey, this person is like underrepresented politically. This person needs support from those in office to ensure that they are represented equitably. And then also you're just like, hey, what's the point of having a government if it can't actually like help its citizens and protect them? Well, here we are. So I was watching the election maps last night in absolute disdain. And for those of you who maybe aren't up with it, I would recommend like do a little bit of research. I know we're in Canada. I know this doesn't affect us directly, but promise me when I tell you things that happen in the States are echoed in Canada. When we saw the reversal of Roe versus Wade, there was abortion debates happening in Canada talking about women's abortion rights in Canada. So that being said, I would just very much appreciate if everybody took a minute today, in light of everything, educated themselves with the policies, with the changes that are going to be happening in the States, and maybe just understand how they can work within their communities a little bit more to support things that counteract the negative impact of everything that's going to happen. And, you know, everybody says that it takes a community, and it really, really does. Volunteer at a local shelter, volunteer somewhere where people can use your help, where they're not getting support from those people, or there's the threat of no longer getting that support. So anyways, without further ado, I'm going to get into, obviously the topic is end of the world. I'm going to get into some of the music that I will be playing, because I think that it's important to have my show and the things that I'm speaking about and talking about and playing on air reflect the current state of the world. So I have some picks in here which are probably very predictable. I have some stuff in here that's like a little bit less aligned, because I do have to still meet CRTC requirements of CanCon and new content. But ultimately the message is the same. We are going to a very bad place, and we need to do everything we can to fight against this de-evolution of society and democracy as we know it. The first song I will be playing is by none other than Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is off of their album Abattoir Blues, The Lyre of Orpheus, that came out in 2004. Amazing album. If you don't listen to Nick Cage, you should. Or Nick Cave, sorry. Not Nick Cage. Different person. It's just an amazing song, and I think it reflects that idea of, like, oh, the people like that we care about, the children, are inheriting this world that is just dying in so many ways. Like, not even just politically, not even environmentally. Like, there's so many things that are happening, and it's overwhelming, and it's anxiety-inducing, and it's stressful. So, again, I do understand if you need to tune out of this show because you've had it with the political talk for now. Just make sure that you educate yourself. The second one is thrown in for irony. It's a Canadian artist, Coulter Wall, with The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie. This is off of his album from 2015, Imaginary Appalachia. I think that title pretty much speaks for itself. And then we're going to end that set off with Cities in Dust by Susie and the Banshees. It's really an anthem of the end of the world. And I think there's a lot to be learned from the art that people are putting out, and I think that the art that people are going to continue to put out is going to reflect the situation that is happening and the way society is evolving. So I will be keeping an eye out for that. If you have recommendations, please send them to me. I want to hear what everybody else thinks about this and the songs that they're using to cope with this news. So without further ado, Oh Children by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Me that lovely little gun, my dear, my darling one. The cleaners are coming one by one. You don't even wanna let them start. Knocking now upon your door, they measure the room, they know the score. They're mopping up the butcher's floor of your broken little heart. Us now for what we done. Started out as a bit of fun.
Here, take these before we run away. The keys to the gulag. Frank and poor old Jim, they're gathering round with all my friends. We're older now and the light is dim, and you are only just beginning. The answer to all your fears. It's short, it's simple, it's crystal clear. It's roundabout and it's somewhere here. Lost amongst our winning. Good as new, and they're lining up to inspect you.
Children.
Poor old Jim's white as a ghost. He's found the answer that we lost. We're all weeping now, weeping because there ain't nothing we can do to protect you.
Rejoice, rejoice. 'Cause I got something to admit. I met a man out in the sticks, a good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. He said, I know you, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands. You're a six-string picker, just as I am. Let me learn you some, I know a few turns to make all the girls dance. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Damn my foolish eyes. 'Cause that man's lessons had a price, oh sweet price. My sweet soul, everlasting, a very own eternal life. Don't you know that the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Well, the devil wears a suit and tie. I saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. We'll be right back.
Just finished listening to Cities in Dust by Susie and the Banshees. Before that, The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie, Coulter Wall. And at the top of that set, Oh Children by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, The Mood with May. I do fear that I'm not going to have enough time to play all my songs, so I am not going to yap as much in this talking segment. But I will say, and before I go into it, my views are expressly my own, not representative of the station or their opinions. CFRC 101.9 FM, Radio Queen's University, is not affiliated with my political views, and thus any criticism of my views can be directed towards me and not towards the station. It is post-election day. We are going through it. We are not doing well. Hence the theme, End of the World. If you're just tuning in, I'm sure you have heard somewhere or anywhere, because I feel like it is everywhere, the news about the election, Donald Trump getting into office, and all of the horrible things that are going to be coming along with that. So today I'm soundtracking the end of the world. Briefly, I'll just say that this election is determinant on so many different human rights policies. I'm not even just talking about women's rights. However, I am a woman, and that is very important to me and the people that I know and love. But I'm also talking about LGBTQ rights, trans rights, immigrant rights, like anybody from the POC community in this election is not being represented by the officials and is also actively being like thrown down by them, for lack of a better words. There's policies that are going to be put in place that are going to be restrictive of that. And I think it's important for people to educate themselves, because like I had said in my previous talk segment, everything in the States is echoed in Canada. To some extent, we are geographically very, very close. And our political climates are not as different as we'd like to think that they are. I know we love to boast about our free healthcare and how amazing we're doing at all of these social policies, but I fear that there will be changes in the future. And I think the important part of this is what's done is done. Don't accept defeat, but understand what you can do yourself in your community to make a change, to push for equitable representation of voices in your community. If you have a platform, use it. That's why I'm talking about this on my radio show at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, because I have a platform and I have to use it. there's no other option now because our voices are not being represented in governmental spaces. So we have to find our own platforms, whether that's social media, whether that's through broader communities that you're part of, whether that's through a radio show that you have, or whether it's through a podcast that you're hosting, whether it's you're talking to your classmates. Express your opinions, encourage people to educate themselves, and encourage people to also think about people beyond themselves and think about how this is affecting broader communities of people who really don't deserve to be treated in certain ways. Anyways, moving on into the music. First song, Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode. This is a very specific pick. If you have seen The Last of Us, I think this is perfectly representative of the entire, if it's 80s, it's bad, in the sense of like it means something is going to happen that is bad. And it's an amazing song. Depeche Mode is amazing. After that, we are going to hear from Broken Social Scene with 7 over 4 Shoreline. This is off their self-titled album from 2005. And then we are also going to hear from Sky Wallace with her new song off of her new album, The Act of Living, which is titled the same as the song. And then we're going to have a very special feature, which is a song that a friend of mine and I were talking about. And it's by Bon Iver, Shadaya. I'm not going to say the long title because I fear I am not allowed to. But without further ado, Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, The Mood with May.
Thank you.
You just finished listening to The Act of Living off of Sky Wallace's new album of the same title. Before that, 7 over 4 Shoreline by Broken Social Scene, Shadaya by Bon Iver, and at the top of that set, Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode. This is The Mood with May on CFRC 101.9 FM. Today, we are soundtracking the end of the world. In light of a very specific political election, I will say it for the last time, because this is the last time you will hear my voice today, is the views expressed in this show, specifically this episode, are that of my own and are not reflective of the organization of CFRC Radio Queens University. Basically, if you're upset at what I am saying, take it up with me. It's not, the station has no affiliation with that in the sense of opinion. The last few songs that we're going to play today are really just going to hit the nail on the hammer. The election sucked, and it's scary. It's a scary world. As a woman and a member of the LGBTQ community, I am terrified, not only for myself, but for my peers. I'm terrified for my friends and my family who are part of the communities that are going to be really just getting the worst of the outcome of this. People of color, immigrants, basically anybody who is not a white cis male. I hate to say it. I think the biggest takeaway from everything that I've been saying this entire episode is please, please, please just educate yourself. Make sure you know what's happening. Make sure you know the changes that are happening around you. Even though we are Canadian, that doesn't mean that it doesn't affect us. Everything is echoed in Canada that happens in the States in some way, shape, or form. I know we like to think we're more progressive, and in a way we are, but also just keep an eye on it. Be active in your communities. Do outreach. Check in with the people you care about and the people you love and people who might be affected by the results of this election. If you have friends in the States, wish them luck. Give them a little bit of solace. And I'm sorry to talk about this at 11 a.m. It's quite a heavy topic, and I know that there's a lot going on right now, and there's a lot of a lot of fear and anxiety and stress. So if you need to, just take a moment for yourself today. Take a moment and try and just unplug for an hour. Read a book. Listen to music. Get your face away from the screen for just a second and know that even though it feels like everything has been lost, there are ways that you as a community member can help force change in positive ways. So I encourage you to reach out to your community, to reach out to the people you love, form a support system, and do better, because where our governmental systems fail us, there is still communities among us. And I'm trying to end this off on a hopeful note because I know that there's a lot of things going on. That being said, we're still going to conclude the episode with the theme of the end of the world. So without further ado, and thank you for tuning in today, and thank you for all of those who stuck it through this political talk, because I know it's not fun and it's not something you want to hear all the time, and especially if you're coming to CFRC to enjoy the music. But we're going to start it off with End of the World by Skeeter Davis. I feel like this is one that was quite predictable. It's self-explanatory. The next song is a new release from a Coburg-based band, Cleopatric, called Hammer. It just sort of echoes the sentiment. It's not 100% like exactly the messaging I'm going for, but it is Canadian and it's new. And we're going to end things off on, again, a predictable note. If you've tuned into my show before, you know I love Lebanon Hanover. So somehow we'll get through this because we will get through this eventually, and we will find ways to do better for ourselves where all else fails. So, with that being said, good luck, have a good day, unplug, and here is End of the World by Skeeter Davis right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. had food growing up, and we were used to being able to eat. But then all of a sudden, we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you, and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.